We would like to add our words to the hymn which you heard played a few moments ago so well by Cousin Aubrey. You know, someone once took a poll to find out what the most popular hymn in America was at that time, and the overwhelming vote was for the Old Rugged Cross. So I think it's quite appropriate that this hymn should appear twice on this program, and we would like now to add our words to it.
To the desert Lord, winds, thy blood drops all the way through the mountains' rugged track. They flowed for one who had gone astray before I could bring him back. Lord, winds, are thy hands so rent and torn? They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. Then through the mountain thunder riven, through the high there came a cry to the gates of heaven, rejoice, I have found my sheep. Then echoed the angels around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice.
Would you like to hear her sing another song? All right, Diane, would you come? Diane has been singing since she was 2.5 years old. Some of you heard me say that last week, and she had the pleasure of recording some of the songs that are in Dr. Morris's Folk Songs of Florida.
Strawberry leaves and over them spread, and all the day long they sing their sad song. Poor babes in the woods, poor babes in the woods.
I believe that's one of the songs that Diane learned from her mother and from her grandmother. Is that right, Mrs. Weldon? Yeah.
Thank you to Miss Bolton and to all the Wakers that goes on to make up this wonderful program. We are happy that you allowed us space to come on your program this afternoon. We come in as the White Spring Choir, but we come in as a baby. We're just getting started. We're about 2 weeks old with our little choir you see here. So we come in to do our best. And before we get started here, I wanted to say, because I see quite a few of the white folks here that really takes care of me, I wanted to speak a word of them. I see Mr. Saunders sitting way up there, who feeds me when I get hungry. And I see his brother, Dr. Sanders, and when I get sick, takes care of me. So those two people, I don't have to worry. As long as they're here, I don't have to worry. Mr. Saunders and Dr. Saunders. And so with this now, we're going to go on with our little program. But the numbers will be given. Oh, but before that, here is Sister Dinah Bess. And she always has something to say. Before we present our program, we're going to hear from Sister Bess. Miss Dinah Bess.
Stop, little stream. Stop, little stream, and tell me why thou'rt running on so fast, forever gliding swiftly by, and yet art never past. Thou must be very happy here, with nothing else to do but running by these mossy banks beneath the greenwood too. The petty robin sings to thee his cheerful morning song. Amid the leaves the squirrels peep and frolic all day long. 'Tis true I've squirrel birds and flowers to cheer me on my way, and very pleasant is my lot, but still I must not stay. Like truth I have my work to do, my errand to fulfill. I cool the very traveler's lips and help the sea to fill. If I should stop an idle lie upon my pebbly bed, soon all my freshness would be gone, my verdant banks be dead. Our Heavenly Father gives to all his blessing most profuse, and not the least in wisdom give his kind laws of use. So little child, your duty do, in cheerfulness all day, and you like me will soon be blessed with flowers upon your way.
Now, Hattie Newsom will direct this program for you all. She has come in with the choir to direct this program. It's Hattie Newsom.
Thank you. Now, at this time, our first number will be by the choir, 483.
483.
Number would be 153. I couldn't hear nobody pray.